It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is, and we have Samuel from... Samuel, how would you like to...
Samuel, generally, yeah.
Samuel, generally. From The Situations, you got a couple of singles came out a wee while ago, and you've got an album coming out this month. Also, you've got it heading out on tour not too long away.
Yep.
And you've chosen a few songs to share with us. Do you want to tell us a bit about this first one?
Sure. Well, I guess I'm speaking for myself rather than the other guys here, but growing up in Papakura, not a huge active sort of original band music scene when we were growing up. So really out those ways, we were kind of just exposed to what was going on the radio. And if you think sort of late 90s, early 2000s commercial radio days, you know, you're thinking sort of new metal and stuff like that. And so a lot of my mates were kind of getting into that. I didn't really know what to listen to, but eventually we came into the city, started getting to getting exposed to some more interesting music. Velvet Underground was one of those bands. So I didn't actually hear of Velvet Underground until I was about 20, which is pretty late, I reckon, you know, when you love music. So anyway, we got introduced to those guys. We were recording with Bob Frisbee at the time, and it wasn't going particularly well. Our songs way back in those days weren't necessarily very good, and anyway, one practice we kind of we just pulled out a sort of cover version of this song that we're about to play, and I think we kind of won Bob Frisbee over when we played it. I think it was the first thing he'd ever heard us play that he was like, oh, actually, that's...
Is that around anywhere?
That sounds pretty good.
Is that recording?
Nah, it was actually just a practice. Kind of felt like we were auditioning a little bit, to be honest, because we'd done some recordings and none of them, you know, that just wasn't sounding that good. I hope those don't exist anymore. But we just, one practice, we just pulled this out and Bob was listening, and I think, we've been working with him ever
since
then.
So it all started there. It's a really nice, good place to start, because it's a great song, great band. We'll give it a listen.
Cool.
Thank you.
We're just having a conversation off air about how every band has to go through a little bit of a Velvet Underground phase, and that's totally rings true.
Yeah.
I think it's like a very kind of classic place to start for a cover or something like that.
No, exactly. I think we've played 4 or 5 covers of Velvet Underground. We've recorded one, I Can't Stand It. We recorded that about 10 years ago, yeah. You can track that down somewhere.
Yeah, give it, do some digging.
Yeah.
What's the second one that, that you've chosen, that you dug out?
So, actually, this group's playing with us on Saturday. We met these guys probably almost 10 years ago. At the time, they were in a band called The Transistors, who were a really great band from Christchurch.
Mm-hmm.
We met them in Kualtunu, which is a little... You might know the place.
Yeah.
Coromandel?
Yeah, I think I've been there before, or like kind of drifted, like dropped
through. Yeah, like you blink, you miss it sort of thing. Anyway, we were playing a show there with a band called Pierced Arrows, which was Fred and Tootie from Dead Moon.
Okay.
And it was us and The Transistors supporting them. So we met them that night, and it was... It was interesting because it was sort of two young bands at the time sort of vying each other up, never sort of met each other. And, anyway, we sort of, long story short, became best mates with these dudes.
Awesome.
Transistors came to an end probably a couple of years ago, and, two of their band members formed this band called The Best Bets, who are just as good, pretty different from The Transistors, but, yeah, we absolutely love them as people.
Yeah, I didn't know they were the same, same members.
Yeah, so, we love them as people. They're our best mates, and also, they make awesome music. I'm just a genuine fan of their band, so, yeah, they're playing with us this week. And
Are they going on the full tour with you, or is it just...
I wouldn't call it a full tour anyway, man. Like
mini-tour.
Yeah, mini-tour. There's a few shows, and they're playing every show with us, so, we can't wait to hang out with them.
Should be good.
Yeah.
Give it a listen. Cool. What was the name of the track that you've
heard? Is it All Roads?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, All Roads Lead Back.
That was a new one. It came out this year.
Must have been this year. So yeah, they've just started releasing their stuff now, and yeah, I was living in Shanghai the first I heard it, and I had their EP just like on repeat, like for about a week on end.
Definitely got that kind of like driving music kind of vibe. I don't know if it's all like all roads lead back kind of thing, and I've kind of just made the connection in my head, but it's like I can definitely hear it like that, like kind of like tour video kind of thing.
Yeah,
that they could be doing
possibly.
What's this last one that you've chosen?
Last one, by a guy called Davey G. Goes by, well, his full name's Dave Graham, and he was in a band called The Rainy Days, who were around, for a long time through the 90s and in the 2000s as well, but they haven't played for a long time. But we were introduced to them. They were recording at Frisbee, which is where we sort of grew up recording at. And while we were at the studio, we got played some of Davey G's stuff, like The Rainy Days, probably. And the first we heard of it, we were just like, wow, we might as well give up. We're never ever going to reach those sort of levels. So he's an awesome songwriter, and really, really cool guy as well. He's traveling the world actually at the moment, teaching people his own alphabet. So that's a very curious thing that he's up to. But this is another project of his. So if you haven't heard The Rainy Days, you should definitely check them out, man. Like, they've got an album called Hot Shit and an album called Facework.
Awesome.
They're most modern records, and they've got an old one called Spongo. But check them out if you haven't heard them. World class. And this is Conduits of Consumption, his other project. I just have a lot of respect for the guy. Like, he influenced us a lot musically and stuff. This is one of his tracks.
The one that I've got here, it says that it's various artists. Is there a reasoning behind that?
That's on a compilation. That's the only way I could track it down, actually. Yeah. So,
is it a bit older, the song?
Well, it's probably early 2000s, maybe 2005, something like that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we'll give it a listen, and then we'll come back and just ask another couple questions, and then we'll give it a go.
Sounds good. We'll be right back.
just checking out the compilation that it's on. It's a Power Tools Records one. 2003 it came out.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Time goes fast.
Yeah. Bit older than you thought it was,
wasn't
it?
Was. Yeah, man. Wow, crazy.
So you're playing a show this weekend. Whereabouts? When? Who's playing?
So we're playing at Wine Cellar, and Best Bets, who you heard just before, is playing, and also our really awesome mate Will Saunders. Yeah, he's incredible. You've got to come along and watch him. He'll be opening up the night. So yeah,
should be good.
It will be awesome.
$10 on the door, was it?
It's $10 tickets. So I suggest go and get your tickets. Yeah,
that's always good. Yeah. And you're heading down to Christchurch as well?
Playing in Hamilton as well, and then, going down to Christchurch. We always have awesome shows down there, so...
Because Best Bets are from Christchurch, like you said earlier, right?
Rangi Ora, actually, so pretty close by. But we generally go down and play shows with them once or twice a year.
It's nice that you guys can do a show in Auckland.
Oh, exactly, man. Yeah, no, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be cool.
Awesome. Well, album... Yep. Any date that you've got set in mind?
So the day after the night before is our new record, and that's coming out on Thursday, so the day before the first show.
Great. So that should be awesome.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to listening to it. Thanks for coming out.
Cheers, mate.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.